Okay, so this is Chris Fisher with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, and I'm joined with
Emily Cable.
So, Emily, we're at the Bridgewater Fair. What is your role? Well, it would be the Bridgewater Fair, the fairgrounds. What is your role here?
My role is one of two managers at the Taco Tent, which is new about 3 years ago.
I heard from a little bird that was your idea.
It was actually Stacy's idea.
Okay.
But I was running the Burger Barn at the time.
Okay.
And it wasn't doing too well.
Okay.
So we decided to close the Burger Barn, and Stacy had the idea for tacos, and she had never run a tent before, and we're best friends, so we did it together.
Oh, that's awesome. So how long have you been involved with the fair?
My entire life.
What's that like?
It's pretty amazing. It's hard to explain the connection I have with all of these people, from when I was a little girl till now. It's just been amazing.
What do you mean connection? Like, are they, family? Like, what?
Yeah, so when the fair's going on, it's so busy, right? Like, if any fair you go to, it's so busy. But I could walk to any tent and know somebody in that tent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so fun. There's nothing else like it.
Right. When did you start getting involved with, the running of the fair?
Well,
as soon as you could walk?
I was probably... Well, my dad was the chief fairman for a long time.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long. But he and other people thought it would be a good idea to have, a petting zoo kind of tent of just, farm animals and stuff like that. You know, we have the barn that has all cows. But we were like, let's bring some more animals, and just kind of be like a little hands-on with goats and just different things. So I was running that with my dad since I was like 6 or 7.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't actually running it. He was, but I would be there to answer questions. It probably made me pretty social. More than, I'm very social, and I'm sure that played a huge role.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking to people, explaining different things about the animals to people, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you moved on from the fair to just running one of the food tents, or did you have other roles, or?
So we're always trying to bring new ideas to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so we already had a tent that had cheeseburgers and hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that. But we were trying to think of a way to incorporate a local farm. So young Billy Stewart had a grass-fed beef farm. So we used his meat, and we called it the Burger Barn. And we put it at the other end of the fairground, so it was just like a different place to have food, because all the food tents are right here in the center.
Right.
And so we were kind of branching out a little bit, but it didn't do too well.
Okay.
So then we changed and started the taco tent.
So what is it like? You look around and you're probably one of the youngest people working the fair, right? What's it like trying to introduce new ideas? But yet maintain that legacy, right?
So we have monthly fair meetings, and it's sometimes they get, pretty, there's lots of conversations going on and lots of ideas, and, I don't know, it's pretty tough. We just have to bring new ideas, and sometimes people don't like them, but then, we have to talk about it and really just see what might work and crunch numbers and yeah.
What's it like being just in general? Not outside of the running, but what's it like being part of, connected to this? This fair has a good history in this town. What's it like being part of that and making it happen?
It's just so fun. It's just so fun, and I really feel like everyone is just part of the a family,
because
it's not just the fair workers, but it's the fire department.
Yeah.
And we're just such a strong community. It's a small town.
Are you a firefighter?
I am not.
Okay.
But my father is, and my brother is. I'm part of the women's auxiliary. I've kind of taken a step back for a little while, but I'm always helping at different fundraisers for the fire department.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think it's Larry Neary frequently says to me, this town is so suited to serving people, because once a year the entire town stops and everybody chips in to do something.
Right.
I didn't even realize. Do you know Barbara Vidal?
Probably.
She lives in town. Yeah. She was telling me that back, like, when there were phone books, when someone new moved to town, they would find their number and just, like, call them and ask them if they wanted to help.
Right.
I mean, I think there's something that's really remarkable and special about that.
Yeah.
There's
something certainly magical about it when you're a kid. And, you know, it's so safe for the kids because, like I said, wherever you're walking around, you're seeing a familiar face in every tent, at every gate of the fair. So, you know, when we're in middle school and stuff, we're able to kind of, like, run around and just, it's like this magical world of all these rides and candy and animals. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
And then, but we also, like, even though it's the fun, the kids also are always working. So, like, in the food tents, you know, they're doing the, like, the drinks and just, like, smaller jobs that they can do.
Yeah. That's, like, that's one of the greatest things is just walking through the fair and seeing people you know. It's great.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to share?
Not that I can think of.
Well, thank you for sitting down and chatting with me, and I'm going
to... Actually, you talk to Stacy, ask her if she's the good cop or the bad cop
at
the tent.
I will ask her that. Can you make note of that?
I will.
Okay, so I'm going to stop recording.